88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield here, joined by Leon. She's got her EP out called Treasure, and she's going to be playing a very special show, a small little intimate show at the Hotel Cafe coming up on October 17th. Thank you so much for coming on by and playing some songs for us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of looking in your background and your history and kind of to introduce you, because you are, you know, fairly new up-and-coming artist. You had a family that was very classically trained. You yourself got a lot of that. So, you know, how did you, how did that background of being in a musical family really kind of help you as you move down this path of becoming a musician?
Well, I definitely think that it had a huge impact on me, because I never thought about being anything else, because it was so normal to have just musicians around you. And my father's a composer, and my mom plays the cello in the symphony orchestra, and my aunt and my uncle, everybody's in an orchestra or in some way making music. And my sister is a composer as well. So it felt very normal to get into music, but I'm the only one who makes pop.
You're from Sweden originally. So how did you get into actually writing lyrics with English? This is something I always wonder with some of the artists who come over from Europe who, learned a different language, but they end up doing their songs all in English.
I know, it's pretty interesting. Well, I for some reason started writing my lyrics when I was very young, and when I was maybe I think I wrote my first lyrics, bad lyrics, but it was lyrics when I was 6 years old or something, and then I just kept writing, and I always wrote in English for some reason. I don't know why. I guess it's because I listened only to American or British pop music. And that's so I took inspiration from writing about love and heartbreak. Even if I was 9 years old, I wrote about I had this song where I was singing I want to drown in your arms, drown in your kiss. And I was I'm 11 years old. I don't know anything about this.
Bright lights. Once again, one more try to make you go away, make you fade. Late nights, more mistakes. My mind is so, so tight, but I'm wide awake. I get lost, get drunk, too many. Don't sound all good when days turn into dark, bright lights. Once again, yeah, once again, yeah, ooh, nobody cares about us, guess you don't know that I still do, nobody cares about us, guess you don't know that I still, guess you don't know that I still. I can't stop and go to sleep. I'm still used to have my baby holding me. So come closer one last time. Although it doesn't feel as good, cause you ain't mine. I get lost, get drunk, too many. Don't sound all good when days turn into dark, bright. Once again, once again, yeah, once again, yeah, now, oh, oh, nobody cares about us, guess you don't know that I still do, guess you don't know that I still and I know that there is nothing left to say, but all these memories are getting in my way. Your touch is a sin. It was my everything. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Nobody cares about us. cause you don't know that I still do.
Who are some of those American artists, and or even just artists in general, who really inspired you as you started going down that pop, more pop music direction?
I always listen to a lot of different things. Everything from like Britney Spears and Destiny's Child to Robert Glasper and Erykah Badu and Etta James and Stevie Wonder. So it's always different. I can't really say one specific artist or so. I just think it's everything that I've listened to kind of makes me inspired, and I don't know, both in songwriting and everything, I guess.
And so kind of diving into where you've gone so far with your songwriting and with your songs, Tired of Talking was the first one that pretty much got you some recognition that you put out there. What was that like when you put that on SoundCloud and you just started seeing people play it, and you know, you're like, what was that feeling like? What was it? What did that mean to you to see people actually responding to what you had written and recorded and sung?
I kind of shut down because I thought that like 500 people would hear it, and it's like, this sounds very dramatic now when I think about it, but I actually called my, there was a lot of people contacting me and my producer after like 3 days or so, and I had like 50 followers on Facebook and 30 followers on Instagram, and then I got these messages from everywhere, and I kind of shut down and just like called my mom and like crying. I'm like, I don't know what these people want, I don't know, like, what is happening, like, is this real? And then it was pretty surreal. I was just pretty much in shock.
Do you sometimes let your hands slip away? Something just feels different about you, babe. Don't wanna hear about your crazy drunk night out. I don't believe that you just passed out on the couch. I can see it, something in the way you move. You're acting like there's something left to prove. And all these lies, they keep on slipping out. I said, I don't believe that you just passed that on the couch. On and on and on it goes. On and on and on it goes. Cause I've been nothing but good to you. You're howling into the night, won't do. I'm tired of talking, 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 talking. I've been nothing but good to you. Every moment, my heart went all black and cold. And nothing stinks as much like never knowing what you've been up to. Who's better crashing now? I wanna get rid of the feeling, turn it all around. Cause I've been nothing but good to you. You're howling into the night, won't do. I'm tired of talking, 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 talking. I've been nothing but good to you. Yeah. Door and disappear. When you get home, I won't be here. Yeah. Don't act surprised, that's if you cared. Oh, no, 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 don't even bother. Cause I've been nothing but good to you. And you're howling into the night, won't do. I'm tired of talking, talking. Cause I've been nothing but good to you.
you also did a music video for the first time. What was that experience like for you, putting pictures with the music?
For me, I feel like I always have a vision in my head for, like, when I'm writing a song or having a, like, finish a song, I always see the video in front of me. But it's hard to really, like, nail it the way you exactly want it. And that's why it was fun to work with the people now for Tired Talking Video, because they helped me a lot to, like, I didn't want to have, like, a real story. Like, here's my boyfriend and here's me and we're, like, doing, like, acting together, because I had never acted before. But it was interesting. It's a lot of people in the room. Like, I had no idea a lot of people is in the room when you make a music video. So a lot in firsts.
Were you able to kind of imagine it at coming together as you were recording it? Like, for your process on that side, as you were doing all these different, I guess, scenes? Because, I mean, there, like you said, there really isn't a true story to it. So were you able to kind of see it as like, okay, now I get how this is going to look on there? Or did you not really know that until you saw it?
I actually had no idea, because I kind of put my like I just gave it all to like the director Elliot and said like, I trust you and you can like just go for it, because I knew he's like crazy with like his visions and he's amazing. And I just really trusted him, and then it all came out pretty cool, I think. I was there when everything happened, but I couldn't really see it because, like, with all the effects and stuff. So when I saw the final edit, I was really, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you are asleep. I wonder if you're out, if you are drinking. It's late, I know, but baby, I ain't wasted. Can't you call me? Can't get along, can't be alone. Where's your mind at? Are you on your own? You're falling out, I'm falling back. Where's your heart at? Don't you feel alone? And tell me, would you give us one more try? 'Cause I think about you. Heavy heart and trouble on my mind. 'Cause I think about you. Your words, they burn. I read it twice, the way you write is different. No, 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 you're cold and it's cruel. Acting like I am someone that you never knew. Can't get along, can't be alone. Where's your mind at? Are you on your own? Try, 'cause I think about you, oh, you. Heavy heart and trouble on my mind. 'Cause I think about you, you. I try, but a heart don't lie. Don't you remember? 'Cause I remember the days when you were mine. I try, but a heart don't lie. Yeah. Oh. Tell me, would you give us one more try? 'Cause I think about you. Yeah. Heavy heart and trouble on my mind. 'Cause I think about you. Try, 'cause I think about you. Yeah, heavy heart and trouble on my mind. 'Cause I think about, I think about you. Yes, I think about you.
You are going to be at the Hotel Cafe coming up on October 17th. What can folks expect from you? That's like such a classic venue of nice kind of intimate spot where you can really be like right up and close with the audience. What can they expect from you that evening?
I'm really excited because I'm going to play a lot of new stuff that I haven't released at all. So it's going to be a lot of new stuff and a lot of new material, and I have a few more additions to my band, so it's going to be like a great band that I'm playing with now, and a lot of new stuff, and I'm really excited just to, because I haven't put out music in a really long time now, and I'm actually releasing a song very soon, so it's going to be fun.
Right,
really.
And when did you put out Tired of Talking? Was that 14?
No, it was 2015, so last year.
Okay, but now we've got some new stuff coming on the way.
I'm very excited about that.
It's Leon here. It's she's got her show at the Hotel Cafe coming up on October 17th. The EP that is out right now is called Treasure. Thank you so much again for coming on
by. Thank you.
It's 88.5 KCSN.